welcome to the panel. NZ National, Wallace Chapman with you today, talking the presidential debate in a minute. Also this afternoon, there has been a backlash over a new website aimed at helping tenants understand what it takes to look after a house. Things like how to ventilate, how to get on with your neighbours. We talked to co-creator Colette Barker. And something called the White Roof Movement. What is that all about? We talk about that after 4.30 and quite a bit in the Friday Mailbag this afternoon, including we actually discussed burials yesterday and the issue of reusing burial plots after a certain amount of years came up. That's one thing that the Wellington City Council is looking at the moment, just to try and free up some land there, the burial plots where it's all crowded. So the issue of burying vertically came up. So we have some letters coming about that. With us today is the CEO of the New Zealand Property Council, Leona Freeman, and comedian Alan McElroy. Well, two, the US presidential debate between Joe Biden and President Donald Trump held at Belmont University, Nashville, Tennessee, which has just finished. Biden gave Trump the thumbs up when he entered, and Trump asked him how he's doing as they walked on. The debate was held as the country is experiencing a large rise in the number of new coronavirus cases and deaths.
Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially. Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America. We're in a situation where there are 1,000 deaths a day now, 1,000 deaths a day, and there are over 70,000 new cases per day.
And here is Donald Trump later on racism.
I think I have great relationships with all people. I am the least racist person in this room.
Well, what do you say to Americans who are concerned by that rhetoric?
I don't know what to say. I got criminal justice reform done and prison reform and opportunity zones. I took care of black colleges and universities. I don't know what to say. They can say anything. I mean, they can say anything. It makes me sad because I am the least racist person. I can't even see the audience because it's so dark, but I don't care who's in the audience. I'm the least racist person in this room.
An average of recent polls shows Biden has a 9.9 point advantage among likely voters. 47 million Americans have now already voted. That's more than the total early votes cast in 2016. And the moderator was Kristen Walker, NBC's White House correspondent. Now with us is RNZ's Max Toll, who had been live blogging the event. Max, kia ora, welcome.
Hi, Wallace. How are you going?
Very good. Very good. Thank you very much. So, to the debate, you watched it in its entirety. Was there any, let's ask that question first, was there any clear winner?
Well, look, I mean, I think both bases will be exhaling right now. Neither really majorly stumbled. Both candidates got in some pretty clean shots. But, look, as you mentioned earlier, I think it was really up to the president to come out a clear winner based on how big of an underdog he is in the polls. To use a basketball analogy, I think Biden has about a 10-point lead with a minute left, and all he has to do is run out the clock. And it's up to Donald Trump to heave the three-pointers. And so to call it essentially a tie, I think works in Joe Biden's favor.
Yeah, you've got to point out the stylistics of the debate. If we compare it back to that first debate, remarkably more subdued. The arguments came forward with a bit more clarity. What do you make of that aspect?
Yeah, look, that first debate was really a disaster. It was far too chaotic. There was constant interruptions. There was shouting. There were put downs, and the debate commission obviously stepped in and introduced this concept of a mute button, which silenced both candidates while the other gave their initial responses to questions. And it worked. It worked very well. There may not have been a clear winner from the debate, but I think the audience was the clear winner, certainly in America, and certainly for floating voters who wanted to hear just a little bit of policy. It was far more cordial. As you say, when both candidates walked in, there was even a nice little exchange between them both.
Yeah. Now, to quote you say we're learning not to live with it, we're learning to die with it, quote unquote, a pretty good Joe Biden line early on. And COVID, that really dominated, didn't it? Up to the first 30 minutes, I think.
Yeah. Look, I mean, not to criticise the moderator, Kristen Walker, I think she did a terrific job balancing both candidates who obviously wanted to get out as much as possible. But COVID really did dominate the first 30 minutes, and I don't think there was a clear winner on COVID. Both Trump and Biden sort of reiterated what they've been saying for weeks. Trump kept saying, look, it's China's fault. It's China's fault. We did what we could. We stopped flights from China as soon as possible. Biden said that's nonsense. I think there was one moment, though, where Biden fell down, and that's when at one point he said that, I don't want to lock down the country. And then a few seconds later he said, we're going to look at lockdowns. I think he used the word shutdowns, which is the American term. But, yeah, COVID was a tie. They both basically went over old ground. Trump defending is handling the pandemic, which is pretty tough to do with more than 210,000 Americans dead.
Any big moments from either candidate?
Well, that's why I think I would give the slight edge to Joe Biden if I had to pick a winner. I think he had a couple of the moments of clarity that were really quite strong. My favorite line of his was when Donald Trump defended the economy under his administration and how the stock market hasn't dramatically suffered as it might have done during the pandemic. And Biden's response was the idea that the stock market is booming is Trump's only measure of what's happening. Where I come from, Biden said, people don't live off of the stock market, which is a very good line. And that was definitely his MO during the debate, which was to appeal to regular Americans, lower and middle income Americans. And the fact that Trump keeps bragging about the stock market may not be something that resonates with those people.
He's quite good at that, isn't he, Max? I mean, there was another strong moment where Biden, he looks down the barrel of the camera saying, look, it's about the struggling middle class, not you or not I. It's about people who, a family who sits around that table wondering whether you can afford the tires or not. Mm. Do you think that style works for Joe Biden, that appeal to... I mean, you can always picture that in your mind, can't you? Trying to work up the bills at the family table.
Yeah, this is something he tried to do in the first debate, wasn't it? Look down the barrel of the camera and appeal directly to Americans, trying to speak over the shouting and the bickering. And if I could just go to the end of the debate, the final question that Kristen Walker asked was, okay, fast forward to your inauguration day, what are you going to say to Americans? And Trump's response was just to attack Biden over the same issues that he attacked him on over the course of the debate. But then Joe Biden gave the much better answer, and that was saying, look, I will represent all of you. I'm not going to be a Democratic president. I'm going to be an American president, and I'm going to make sure that you're all represented. I'm going to choose hope over fear, he said. I'm going to make sure science is listened to. And really, that's all he needs to do. He just needs to come across as presidential as possible. And I think, he did a pretty successful job at that.
Leonie, Alan, did you catch any of the debate at all or any of the debates?
No, can't say I did.
No, I did. I caught a bit of the initial debate. Right. I found it frustrating.
Did you?
I struggled to listen to Trump at the best of times, but it did remind me of arguing with a toddler.
So you turned off from there?
I couldn't do it. But then listening to what you had there, it's so funny. Even when he talks about being the least racist person, he has to be the best at everything.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm the best at not being racist, I can't deal with him.
I think, that's what turned me off that first one too, was it was just like, it sounded like a boxing match with words, and there was very little policy, very little of anything, and you just had and abusing. So obviously the concept of the mute button worked well.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Finally, Max, what were your thoughts on the moderator, Kristen Walker? Did she have it under control?
She did a far better job than the moderator, Chris Wallace, in the first debate. Balanced each candidate's talking time. There weren't any major interruptions or moments where they were just shouting over each other like the first one. But just coming back, I mean, you played that cut of Trump saying he was the least racist person in the room. Clearly ridiculous hyperbole. But I actually thought on the issue of racial inequality, he probably won that topic despite these outlandish statements that he makes. And that's because in this segment of the debate, he really hammered Biden on his race record. Biden in 1994 backed a crime bill in America that led to thousands of black people being imprisoned. The balance there was terrible for the black community. But he kept saying, look, you were in power for 8 years. What have you done? And look, we can talk about whether or not that's factual and whether or not Obama and Biden did get through much policy. The Congress was dominated by Republicans at the time, so it was difficult. But just this line, you know, you were in power for 8 years. What did you do? That's probably his strongest argument right now against Joe Biden.
Yeah, and didn't Joe Biden actually kind of acknowledge that and say, "Look, I want to be president and I want to make things right. I kind of apologize for that."
Yeah, exactly. Biden said, "Look, the Congress was dominated by Republicans. What could we do?"
Yeah, it's certainly a very interesting part of the debate, wasn't it? Max Toll, thank you very, very much for joining us on the panel, NZ National. There, very interesting stuff. Who'd quickly on the panel? Do you get a sense of? We don't know, do we? Because people thought that Hillary Clinton had it in the bag.
I know. Who would have thought last time?
Yeah. What do you reckon? Who wins this time?
That's the same as what you said. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's okay. You don't know because you know you couldn't predict it last time.
The polls are suggesting Joe, but Biden. But you know, we thought that last time.
Yeah. So. Yeah.